Ezekiel chapter 43. Afterward he brought me to the gate that looks toward the east. And I saw the splendor of the Elohim of Israel came from the way of the east, and his voice was like the noise of many waters, and the earth shone with its splendor. And it was according to the appearance of the vision that I had seen, according to the vision that I saw when I came to destroy the city. And the visions were like the vision that I saw by the river Kabar, and I fell upon my face. And the splendor of Yahweh came into the house by way of the gate, whose prospect is toward the east. And so the Spirit took me up and brought me into the inner court, and I saw the splendor of Yahweh filled the house. And I heard him speaking to me from out of the house, and the man stood near me. And he said to me, Son of man, the place of my throne and the place of the soles of my feet, where I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever, and my holy name will the house of Israel no more defile. They nor their kings by their whoredom, nor by the bodies of their kings in their high places, in their setting of their threshold by my thresholds, and of their posts by my posts, and the wall between me and them, they even defiled my holy name by their abominations that they've committed. And so it is that I've consumed them in my anger. Now let them put away their whoredom, and the bodies of their kings far from me, and I will dwell in the midst of them forever. You, son of man, show the house to the house of Israel, so that they can be ashamed of their iniquities, and let them measure the pattern. And if they are ashamed of all that they've done, then show them the form of the house and the fashion of it, and the goings out of it and the comings in of it, and all the forms of it, and all the ordinances of it, and all the forms of those, and all the laws of it, and write it in their sight, so that they can keep the whole form of it and all the ordinances of it to do them. This is the law of the house. Upon the top of the mountain, the whole limit of it round about will be most holy. Understand, this is the law of the house. And these are the measures of the altar after the cubits. The cubit is a cubit and a hand width. The bottom will be a cubit, and the width of it will be a cubit, and the border of it by the edge of it round about will be a span, and this will be the higher place of the altar. And from the bottom on the ground to the lower settle will be two cubits, and the breadth or the width of it will be one cubit, and from the lesser settle to the greater settle will be four cubits, and the width of one cubit. So the altar will be four cubits, and from the altar and upward will be four horns. And the altar will be 12 cubits long, 12 wide, square in the four squares of it. And the settle will be 14 cubits long and 14 wide in the four squares of it. And the border around it will be half a cubit, and the bottom of it will be a cubit around. And its stairs will look toward the east. And he said to me, Son of man, thus says the Sovereign Yahweh, these are the ordinances of the altar in the day when they will make it, to offer burnt offerings upon it, and to sprinkle blood upon it. And you will give to the priests, the Levites, that are of the seed of Zadok, who approach to me to minister to me, says the Sovereign Yahweh, a young bullock for a sin offering, and you will take some of the blood from that, and put it upon the four horns of it, and upon the four corners of the settle, and upon the border round about, and in this manner will you cleanse and purge it. And you will take the bullock also of the sin offering, and he will burn it in the appointed place of the house outside the sanctuary. And on the second day you will offer a kid of the goats without blemish for a sin offering, and they will cleanse the altar as they did cleanse it with the bullock. And when you have made an end of cleansing, you will then offer a young bullock without blemish and a ram from out of the flock without blemish, and you will offer them before Yahweh. And the priests will throw salt upon them, and they will offer them up for a burnt offering to Yahweh. 7 days will you prepare every day a goat for a sin offering, and they will also prepare a young bullock and a ram from out of the flock without blemish. 7 days will they purge the altar and purify it, and they will consecrate themselves. And when these days are completed, it will be upon the 8th day, and forward, that the priests will make your burnt offerings upon the altar and your peace offerings, and I will accept you, says Sovereign Yahweh. End of chapter.